WBRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
Hello, hello, and indeed ahoy hoy. It's that no man's land between New Year and February. It's officially the best time of the year to be anything, which is why we're back to help you through the hump that is the middle of January. That's right, it's BRB UK episode 575. I am Dan, I'm one of your hosts, and we are doing our last festering special of special festiveness. That's right. I've forgotten what it is we're doing. It's been the rest of January. Coleman, bit behind the scenes here. Say hello, Coleman.
Hi.
And Tim, say hello.
Hello.
Tim can back me up here. So I thought, I was like, great. Okay, we're doing the Great British Debate this special episode. We like to do, it used to be a regular staple on the show, but now it's been relegated to special episode status of specialness.
Yes.
And I was like, fine, I know what's going on, it's okay. Then Coleman said, right, okay, what you got to do, right, you got to intro it, then there's music, there's another intro, there's more music, there's intro and intro. And I was like,
before you do the intro, it's, though, Dan.
No,
exactly. Oh, thanks. Right. You see, that I
again,
just
behind the scenes.
And look what's happened to the intro now, Coleman. This is all your fault.
So we've got very introspective.
I was fine.
It's only because once we started doing these as specials instead of at the end of each and every show, much like Tabletop Tuesday, each and every week. So there were periods where we were doing this intro and then we just go into a Great British Debate. I go, no, we got to do the thing. And then I chop it all out and it'd be seamless. But now I chop less stuff out. So I wanted it to be seamless. So I told you beforehand and you went, well, now you confused me.
This seems absolutely seamless now.
You know, you tell it like a bad pair of trousers. Seamless is what it is. You see, you may think I'm doing this to spite you, Coleman, and you'd be right, okay?
Oh, we set off his soundboard now, Dan, quick. Oh, intro the intro done to the outro, whatever it was you got to do now.
Shame.
Right, let's shame. Get this. Let's get whatever this passes for as a show on the road. Yeah, we're doing the Great British Debate this week just to see us to ease us back into the new year. And the general format is a Great British Debate.
Wait,
for those of you who
should I play the music?
Don't play the Hovis music just yet. One of us poses the other two a question and demands how they have to argue it. So that's what we're going to do. It's a little bit of fun. We think, anyway, you might think it's half an hour of your life you're never getting back. There's the intro music. It's Great British.
Seamless. Absolutely seamless. You don't have to cut anything out. Absolutely brilliant. Golden.
One take. That's what they call me. Dan One Take Gibbons is what it is.
See, now you do the Great British Debate intro.
The reason I'm One Take is because I don't let them stop recording.
What are we doing? Do you not remember like the old days of SGUK and BRB UK and you go, oh, well, the Great British Debate.
Back in those days where we actually wanted to create
the thing, and then one person does a thing, another person does a thing, and then we do the thing.
575 episodes, we have now achieved perfection in both audio and visual formats.
Exactly. We are Bigger a Barrow UK, and we are burdened with glorious purpose.
No,
Great British Debate. What we do?
We are doing debates. Each of us have picked a topic of some form, a question that we're going to pose to the other two.
Yep.
And then they are going to debate aside, pre-decided by the person who has picked up the topic of debate. And then afterwards, we decide who the winner is of each debate. And then we kind of tally up the scores.
Yep.
Which I'm a little bit worried about.
What?
I'm a little bit worried about it this year.
No, I'm a little bit worried about losing this year.
Oh.
Really?
We'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who wants to go first? Oh, also, we use Countdown music and then they sue us.
Yeah. Thanks, Countdown.
Bloody Carol Vorderman.
We speak over it. We do our best. Try and get away with it. But every year. Oh! It's like the ghost of Countdown past.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, not Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Richard Whiteley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
from beyond
yes.
the grave.
Right. I'm going to go first. Okay. You're going to get my question first.
Oh, you're going first.
Right?
Are
I'm
going
to go first. This is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to give you, so the format is 30 seconds is what each of you get to argue your point. And I judge when it's my question whether or not one of you has answered it to my satisfaction. Generally, one of you have won, but there is the outside chance that neither of you might win if both of your answers are utter steaming piles of horse dung. So we'll see what happens. Right, so the question, chaps, I would like to pose to you is that the day before was clearly a scam.
Game of the year day before.
Arguing.
I find it highly unlikely, but for those who may not know, what's the day before, Dan?
The day before is a very short-lived open world multiplayer zombie survival game.
It's The Division.
It's The Division with zombies, and you can't buy it anymore. So anyway, arguing that the day before was clearly a scam is Coleman.
Hi.
And arguing that it wasn't a scam will be Tim. So, Coleman,
I'm going first.
You're going to go first.
Ooh,
so love that
for me.
I know. Arguing that indeed the day before was clearly a scam, Coleman. You have 30 seconds starting now.
Okay, so what Fantastic failed to tell you is that the day before was used as a kind of a means for to build up a bunch of support, ground put swell of support for a bunch of fake trailers that they had made to then go and try and go Microsoft Teams. We've made a different version of that, and that's what we're advertising. Then when people started calling them out on it and the Microsoft Teams failure thing happened, they went, okay, here's the thing, and they released the game. It was our asset flip, and they wanted money and no refunds.
Okay, so basically your argument is it's Microsoft Teams but spelt with a Z at the end.
There's a long story and I didn't think that through, but you hit my head before.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm actually on this one. That was arguing that it clearly was a scam. Was Coleman. I think you may have got confused.
It's because I realised there's like seven parts to the scam, and then I got through the first three.
Okay. So you only you only got halfway up the pyramid, is what you're saying, Coleman. Is that what you're saying? So you hadn't. Okay, so right, fine. Now arguing that it wasn't a scam, which I think is what Coleman may have argued the same thing, but never mind.
Oh no, I just didn't get to the point.
You didn't get to the point. Arguing that it wasn't a scam, because as we all know, Tim stands a much better chance of getting to the point in a short amount of time.
Oh yeah, that's my area of expertise. I think you'll find.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. So
just so I don't put those intrusive thoughts in Tim's head, Tim. Don't talk about the day before's menus.
Good chap. All right. Arguing that the day before clearly wasn't a scam. Tim Hibbs, you have 30 seconds.
Broke the music.
Sorry.
This is going well.
Say when you're ready.
Do you mean to give you a convoluted explanation of what happens? Because I found that help for me.
Just say when you're ready. Start talking and I'll hit the thing.
Okay. All right. So, Tim,
clearly wasn't a scam.
No, Tim.
Well, he said to start talking, so I went to that. Anyway, clearly wasn't a scam, even though Coleman's trying to scupper me. It wasn't a scam because scamming involves pre-thought and a planning that this studio was not capable of. They've spent 5 years doing this. They clearly haven't earned any money. They only had 4 days worth of sales. They are not good business people. This was not a good, well-planned out scam. They have not done successfully scamming people out of money. They're giving refunds. It's a terrible plan.
So what I'm hearing from you, Tim, is that it wasn't a scam. They're just idiots.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
I mean, that's pretty good argument. That's basically.
I mean, to be fair, I
they're not even clever enough to scam people.
Strangely, I'm actually compelled by Tim's point. So, Tim, congratulations. That's your first point on the board for
thank you.
Great British Debate 2024. Oh, I'm just going to limber up. What I'm going to do.
Should we get our own our own victory themes 1 year, like next year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I think I can pay it to victory.
We all need our own theme victory. Music and our own victory themes.
Victory. Cool. A one.
So like when Dan wins, it'll be like the Destiny music the Halo music he likes, and mine will be the Final Fantasy. And Tim's will go Chelsea.
Chelsea. Best North London club in the world.
They're not North London.
Every day, I'm
I know. I
bubbles.
Said that because I knew it would annoy you even more.
Pretty good.
And you music. Fell into my trap, Timothy.
All right. My question, my topic, is okay. 2023 has been yet another year of massive acquisitions in the gaming industry. Mm-hmm. But are we facing calamity as the larger companies continue to bring smaller studios into their fold? Arguing for studio acquisitions is Tim, mm-hmm. and against them is Dan.
I have a question.
Only because I think you've already had these arguments in some form or another on the show, so
I have
sense
a
to
question.
Do it that way. Yes, yep. Dan.
Right. So you're saying 2023, or you're positing, 2023 has been another year of massive acquisitions. Then you go
is
on to
positing?
Ask whether or not we're facing calamity as a result. So are we arguing for studio acquisitions and just accepting there will be a calamity, or are we arguing that studio acquisitions won't necessarily result in a calamity, or they might?
I Can you just you. Give me the win now? Because Dan's like making too many demands and being a bit.
I'm not making demands. I'm not making demands. I'm asking reasonable questions. He's saying, "Oh, there's been acquisitions." By the way, Death and Hellfire might also
All
result.
All I'm saying is he's criticizing your question, Coleman, and I wouldn't take
it's
that.
It's a terrible question.
Say PlayStation buy all the small studios tomorrow. Yep. Is that a bad thing, Dan, or is that a good thing?
Okay, you've made it clearer. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Who wants to go first?
Tim should.
I'll go first.
Tim's going first. Okay.
Second last
Tim,
time.
You're arguing for. When you're ready.
So, yeah, I think it's generally a good thing. It enables smaller studios to be able to do even more because they've got the massive power of a bigger studio behind them. Okay, Embracer has done that and done that badly. It doesn't mean that this should be a thing where we just completely write off acquisitions. I think Xbox fanboys were much pleased with Bethesda going to over to them, and that strengthens Xbox as a brand, and that makes more competition between Xbox and Sony, and that is a good thing.
Hmm, did it with time to spare as well.
I thought his answer was rubbish.
Bobbins.
Well,
Dan,
you thought
you
the
ready?
Question was rubbish as well, Dan, so you're just keeping
so
that, up with form
there.
So
one follows the other, just saying, my answer is going to be pretty, to be fair, my answer is going to be pretty poor as well.
Rubbish.
My answer is going to be pretty rubbish as well. So,
good.
Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So, I think that all of these large studios hoovering up these littler studios is a very, very bad thing. Because one of the challenges of being part of a big multinational corporation, such as your big three in the gaming industry, is that as soon as you become a part of them, you've got to do everything they say. It stifles creativity. It gets in the way of being able to take a punt on anything that isn't a AAA game. Gaming becomes too safe and everything becomes the same and I get very bored.
Although I agree with you, Dan, and it's very similar to the things that I say in general, I'm going to have to go with Tim on the compelling argument on this one.
So he's won. There's actually no
I've
point.
Won. There's... Literally, yeah, I'm finding you guys facing my question, but hey, nice. I
Tim,
am the winner.
To be fair, there's not much point in a lot of stuff that you say. These are the only two points that I've got. The only two times you're going to get a point for anything you
See,
say.
See, when,
the rest
when
of the
I
year.
Actually conserve myself to just 30 seconds, it's probably
it's
better.
It's funny that. It's like
a
there's
point,
a lesson in
possibly.
There somewhere,
Ooh,
Tim.
Yeah, yes. Let me just find Largo Symphony number 9.
There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, that's the wrong song.
But anyway, let's crack on, because my question is game. Well, I'm supposing that games as a service are the future of gaming, and arguing that yes, that is the case is big fan of Destiny 2, Dan, and arguing
Give me
that
those
no,
microtransactions.
That isn't the case. Is big fan of Marvel's Avengers, Coleman.
The only reason that didn't turn into a service is because the game's rubbish, to be fair.
Yeah, so as Dan hasn't gone first yet, and Coleman
service.
Has, Dan will be going first. And so if you could tell us why you think that games of a service are the future of gaming.
Okay. Is there going to be music? There we go. There's the music. So games as a service are the future of games. Shall I tell you why? Because we all have the attention span these days of a gnat. We can't remember what we did 5 minutes ago, let alone a couple of days ago. Games as a service don't require us to do anything other than think, oh, there must be a new shiny thing I need to look forward to. And games as a service itch that scratch perfectly. Therefore, it's an ideal business model. Therefore, it is the future of games. Therefore, I have won this debate. Good night and thank you very much.
Also, you might have got extra there by accident. I went to turn the volume down and I accidentally skipped the track forward. So I skipped it back and I think I added like 5 seconds extra onto that.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Take them. Five extra seconds of my solid fault. Gold logic is what it was.
Solid as a rock.
Yes.
All right, Colin, you have to save your great British debate reputation right here because good you luck. Could be
for
second.
Bragging rights, baby.
You could be third. You could be in last place if this goes badly
no
for you, Colin.
This year. This would be amazing.
Oh, nil point for Dan.
I know it's going to happen because neither point. Of you
the two-time great seven. British debate winner might lose his throne. Well, I've already lost the throne. But
well, you've already lost the throne, but you could
crash
and burn.
I've lost the bragging rights now.
All the way down to the bottom from the heights that you were in previous
proper
years.
Proper hibs this.
So, arguing that no, you do not believe games as a service are the future of gaming is Mr. Coleman, starting from now.
The reason that games as a service are not a viable way to go forward with every single video game going forward is because single player experiences. We don't want to be tied down to being online only. We don't want to be tied down to having all these different services plugged into our games, plugged into our systems, making sure that we've pinged a server to make sure we're online, that we haven't pirated the game. We want to play Spider-Man 2. We want to play Star Wars. We want to play Jurassic Park Survival. We want single player experiences. Screw you, EA. Screw you, Activision.
Allegedly.
I mean, he makes a good point there, Dan.
He did.
He was quite passionate. Realized after his pleas.
This is not going to my plea, but I just remembered as the timer ran out, something Last of Us multiplayer scrapped because they can't run a games of service.
Yeah, see, and Sony pulling out a lot of games of service. And I think we can all agree that one of the best takeaways we can have from this week's Great British Debate is that games as a service should not be the future of gaming. So I think I'm going to have to give it to Coleman.
No. No, Tim, I'm going to argue that you've interpreted your question wrongly.
I can't hear you, Dan. You're being drowned out by Transformers.
Excellent.
It's lying
something
again.
You're saying about Destiny.
You are arguing should they... No, because Coleman's arguing should they be the future of gaming, whereas actually you're saying are they the future of gaming? Yes, I think they are inevitable, a bit like Thanos in this dreadful multiverse timeline.
Are they the future of gaming? No, I didn't.
Games as a service are the future of gaming.
Yes.
You are arguing, Coleman, that they shouldn't be, but perhaps it's inevitable.
I don't like
I would
Dan
argue
using
that
logic.
I won.
Yeah, okay. I think infallible logic there, and like any good Klingon, I'll have to go with the logical response, and I have to be pulled over to Dan's argument. So, yes! Coleman, I'm afraid you do crash and burn. Yes! You do go from winning 2 years in a row to coming dead last. Coleman. Dead last, Mr. Coleman. I'm afraid you have to hang your head in shame for a whole year now. Mm-hmm. You are not
that
the great British
hit that
debater.
Button.
Yeah.
So what we've learned is that Tim's not very good at writing questions.
I think the question was fine.
It doesn't even got a question mark in it, Tim. I'm reading it on the agenda now. Actually, neither does mine.
It's more
mine
of a
was
statement
as
so
well.
Was yours.
Actually,
so
Coleman was the only one who successfully wrote
mine.
A question for the question. So
yes.
Maybe Coleman just
so
wins.
So Coleman wins again.
Wait, did I... I'm so confused. I think what we've learned is there's a reason why we
writing,
do two.
But you lost question answering. So
I think we've learned why we do two shows one weekend and two shows another
question.
Weekend and not right. Four shows on one night.
Right.
That's what we've learned. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So Tim, you were the best at answering questions that weren't a question.
Yeah.
No, Coleman was the best. No. Oh, I am so confused.
He was the best asker of questions, but the worst answerer.
Me.
Can
I think?
I know at this point that it's like 4 weeks. It's all right. I accept defeat gracefully. I just want to throw in, although it's like 4 weeks past the point that we should have been talking about this, I just want to throw in because it is kind of funny to me. The Last of Us multiplayer spin-off game that was meant to be part of Last of Us Part 2 that they spun off into a whole new game was meant to be the biggest narrative multiplayer flipping Naughty Dog thing that they've ever done. They decided not to do because they brought in an external consultant of PlayStation to help them with multiplayer online and went, oh, this is going to turn this into a games of service and we just do not have the ability to do that.
To support
Do you know who the consultants were?
Bungie.
Yeah, baby. I found that very humorous.
Yep. Good job, Bungo. Anyway. That's your lot. We're done. Normal show shall return after this week. So,
I mean, you say normal.
Yeah, I mean, ill-informed opinion will return. It's just we'll have ill-informed opinions about things that are actually recent, which we have.
To you, it's next week. To us, it's Wednesday. Well, yes, to us, it's a month.
Yep. So we'll come back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you won't be able to notice.
Can't guarantee that.
It will be perhaps slightly more sensible than this one. Anyway, we're going to finish this show because, frankly, we've overstayed our welcome. All that's really left for me to do is to remind you that I have been Dan.
I might have been Tim.
I've lost it all.
Mm-hmm.
Crash and burn, Colin.
A two-year streak crashed and burnt.
I think there's a lesson for us all here. One, Coleman, never try and explain anything to me because it will always make it worse.
I feel like any previously hopeful studio being bought by Embracer right now.
Yeah, that's probably a good way for you to fail.
We're going to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
And until then...
I win.
Tim, what are you doing?
I won. I'm the winner.
Yes, you won.
I'm celebrating my victory.
Are you? Celebrate it again.
I'm magnanimous in victory.
Aren't you a nice chap? Anyone you'd like to thank, Tim?
I'd like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank my pet cat as a child. I'd like to thank all of my parents and everyone else that helped me to get here today.
All 70 of them.
So, you know.
I was raised in a hippie commune.
Yeah.
I've only recently returned from France. That's a joke that was very topical on the 17th of December.
Topical a month ago. Well done, Dan. Brilliant. Perfect.
We're going to go. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you will be too. So until next time, dear listeners, toodle-bye.